Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 17th of July, 1969. The title is Methods to Create the Avyakt Stage. Methods to Create the Avyakt Stage. Bap Dada says, do you like the Avyakt Stage or do you prefer to come into the corporeal stage? Is there sound in the Avyakt stage? Do you wish to stay beyond sound? When all of you are trying to stay beyond sound, and you also like that, then why do you call Bap Dada into the corporeal world? What effort should you make in order to constantly remain in the Avyakt stage? Give an answer in just one word through which you can maintain the Avyakt stage. Which one word should you remember so that you are able to create the Avyakt stage? Give one word through which your thoughts, words, and actions remain Avyakt whilst being in the corporeal stage. So someone replied, to be soul conscious. Bap Dada says, soul consciousness means an Avyakt stage. So what should you remember for that stage? What effort should you make? Gradually, all of you will have the stage when you will be able to know beforehand what is inside each one. This is why you're made to practice this. The more you stabilize yourself in the Avyakt stage, whether someone speaks through the mouth or not, the more you will be able to know that one's feelings beforehand. Such a time will come. This is why you're made to practice this. So Baba was asking you first, what one word should you remember? To consider yourself to be a guest. If you consider yourself to be a guest, you will be able to become the final perfect stage that has been remembered. If you consider yourself a guest, then whilst being in the corporeal form, you will be able to remain in the Avyakt stage. A guest does not have any attachment to anyone. We are guests even in this body. We are also guests in this old world. Since we are guests in this body, why should we have attachment to it? You have to use this body for just a little while. What will you become there if you become a guest here? The more you are a guest here, the greater a master of the world you will be there. You are not the masters of this world. You are guests in this world and the masters of the new world. The reason you come into the feeling of the corporeal is that you do not consider yourself to be a guest. You consider yourself to have a right over things. This is why you have attachment. If you consider yourself to be a guest, all these things will finish. All of you have to note your bank balance. Do you use up all that you earn, or do you also accumulate some? Have you made a total of how much you have accumulated? According to how much you have accumulated, are you content with yourself? No. Is there going to be another time for accumulating? How much time is there? There isn't time, and you're not content. So what will happen then? You should all pay special attention to this. You have to increase your balance. You should at least have enough so that you yourself remain content. If you yourself are not able to remain content with your earnings, how will you make others content? Each one of you has to accumulate that much. Do you want to accumulate enough just for yourself or for others also? Do you not have to accumulate enough to donate to others? Now, such a time will come that others in the form of beggars will beg from you. How will you be able to give them something? only when you have accumulated that much. The children of the bestower are all bestowers. Those people will remain thirsty for a second's drishti and a few invaluable words from you. Make effort keeping such a scene of the final moments in front of you. A hungry soul that comes to your doorstep should not go away empty-handed. What did Sakar Baba demonstrate to you? Not a single soul should go away discontented. No matter what kind of a soul someone is, he should go away contented. So you should think about such things, and not just for yourself. You are now the creators. Behind each creation of yours, there is further creation. When parents do not have any children, their earnings are just for themselves. But when they have a creation, they have to look after their creation very well. You have used and enjoyed the earnings that were just for yourself for a long time. Now you also have to look after your creation. Have you seen your creation? How big is your creation? Is it a small creation or a big one? Bap Dada is seeing the result of each one and is speaking on the basis of that. How big is the creation of each star? The bigger the creation here, the greater will be your kingdom there. How many have you created here? Have you seen your creation? Do you know the future? All of you are creators. But have you created a big creation or a small creation? So someone said, we have the hope that it is a big one. So Bap Dada says, with a big creation, there is a bigger responsibility. Acha, Om Shanti.